G'day, I'm Woz.
And I'm Nick, sometimes Coxie, mostly Nick.
This is the Tradies in Business podcast, and we're here to share a bunch of tips, ideas, tactics that you can put in place to get change happening in your trade business right now.
If you're really lucky, we're going to entertain you with a few mum jokes, and more importantly, a bunch of fantastic guests that will educate you in all things you need to know about trade business, but we do promise to do it with a whole bunch of fun along the way.
I'm a self-confessed idiot, so strap yourself in and enjoy another episode.
Righto.
I'll be singing.
Time's ticking. Can you handle it? What on earth would a song be that relates to Can You Handle It?
I don't know who sang it, but it's an American female singer, and it's the part of the chorus, and it's pretty cool. I'll dig it out for you and send it to you after the show because we've got a five-minute episode.
Can you give us a few bars now?
No. So we are talking about how to say no without
you
really.
You said no. That's the segue.
I can say it.
Yes, mate.
I'm comfortable saying no, but lots of tradies are not.
No.
See?
No, they're not, surely.
Instead, the poor buggers sacrifice themselves and their families, more importantly, or their profit, and just go about and do whatever it is that is demanded of them rather than saying no. So we've come up with another way you can say no.
Go to the cheap shop. And, you know, those battery-operated buttons, they're about the size of a small saucer and it has a big red button inside the black plastic base. And on it, you press it, it says no, but it says it all these different ways. No, 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 hell no. That's how you do it. You just carry one of those around in your nail bag. That's it. That makes me sound authentic, doesn't it?
Great. So there's a five-minute quick tidbit on how to say no. No, we're going to be far smarter.
2 minutes in. And Nick's going to bring us home. Come on, Nick, ride in on your white horse.
There's a way you can say no without saying no, and it's to use these two words. Are you ready?
Ready.
It's
no.
Stop. It's yes and.
How's that going? What? No, okay. How's that
sound?
Okay,
ask me to do something. Ask me to do something.
Nick, could you please do all the coaching sessions for me next week?
Yes. And I'm actually taking a week off next week.
I can be such a prick sometimes.
I know. We were going to go well down a rabbit hole there. Yes, and is a great way for you to say. So let's say I'll try it to you. I'll be reasonable to you, Warwick.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's do a proper example.
Warwick.
Yes, Nicole.
I need you to move this doorway from where it is on the plans over to the other wall of the bedroom, please.
Sure, Nick, we can do that for you. And that's going to require us to re-quote because it's a fundamental change to the plans, which means a stop to work. While we do that, you'll need to authorize the new pricing. And then once you've done that, we can absolutely get that started for you. How's that fit with you?
It doesn't. I need you to do it today.
Yes, we can do that. And for us to bring all of the team in here today, that's going to increase the cost of the job quite considerably. So if you're happy with the extra expense, which I can quote up for you, as I said, then we can absolutely do that for you. Is that okay?
No.
Ah, mate, you say no.
Isn't that the idea, though?
Absolutely.
No, that's not going to fit with me.
See, the thing about that one, Nick, and here's the point, listeners, for you to say no, you now feel in control as the customer. I know this is a role play, right?
Right.
We want to actually let the other person say no because then they feel like they're in control. And the only way to do that is by you not saying no, but saying yes and. But you've got to have conditions on there that not force the other person to say no, but look, in that crazy little role play, and thank you for being very difficult, Coxie. talk about think on my feet. You are unlikely to say yes to what I'm proposing.
Yeah.
Which ironically makes you feel more in control because you've stopped things.
Yeah.
To stop somebody from doing something, you feel like you've got control over them. And 90% of people, listeners, will not realize that what you're doing is, I'm not going to say manipulating them, but you're just using human psychology to get to an outcome that's going to work for both of you, which is that we do a written variation, we requote the thing, they go, $5,000 to move the door. It's like, yeah, well, I've got to pull all the people off site. You said you wanted it done today. I've put it all on a piece of paper here. So this many dollars an hour, I got three blokes that all have to come in here. We've got to rip all this framing down, which means we've got to redo that. I've got to acro prop the rest of this because that's a load bearing wall. XYZ, that's going to be $5,000 minimum. Now, I'm happy to do that for you. Would you like us to go ahead? No. Mrs. Cox now feels in control, and I don't have to move the damn doorway.
That's the whole point here. It's about removing yourself from a situation in which you would normally say yes. So it's not just variations. It's somebody requesting you to do a quote, but their work doesn't fit with you, your principles or your values.
You do it cheaper for cash.
Oh, yes. I'd love to do it cheaper for cash. No, I would not, you idiot. There are just so many situations. This even works incredibly well for teenagers. Let me give you the drum. If you've got kids, don't bother using it if they're under 12. Over 12, it works really, really well. Yes, and rather than just a flat no, because nobody likes to be told no. I don't like being told no. You don't like to be told no. But if you tell me yes, and, which you use on me quite frequently, we get to where we need to be instead of one of us being indignant.
And then it's a choice, right? Just yeah. You give the power of choice to the other person instead of just saying no.
Mm-hmm.
Can I supply my own tiles for the job?
No.
No. That's just going to turn into an argument.
Yeah, of course.
It's instead of, yeah, we can do that. And we would need to redo the quote because, you know, we get tiles at a particular price. That's all part of us running a business, just like Woolworths and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So it's just it turns it into more of a conversation.
Yeah.
It's not about justifying your position, listeners.
Yes.
But I think, Nick, it does two things. It stops an argument because you don't put the hand in their face and go, no, you can't supply your own tiles, you moron. Because that's what it sounds like. Even if you don't say those words, that's what it sounds like to the other person. And it becomes a problem-solving exercise with two people now. And you give choice back to the person who asked the stupid thing or the thing that you don't want to do. You give them the power of choice back. Then it's like now they get to decide whether they go ahead with the thing that they asked for or not.
So, yes, I can absolutely do that quote for you. However, my next availability is the 12th of June. How does that fit with you? Oh, no, it doesn't.
It's way too far away. I'll find someone else. Thanks. Yo, beauty. Great choice, mate. You have fun with that.
Probably my favorite tool. And ironically, it took me, actually, I'm not going to lie, I've always been pretty comfortable saying no. However, it has empowered me to say no more clearly. I don't make excuses. Here's the other thing everybody's tempted to do when they say no, is make an excuse or give you a reason why they're saying no instead of just saying no, that doesn't fit with me.
Yes.
Really and simple.
That's the end of our episode.
Thanks for listening.
All right.